Thank you.
Colourful Radio.
Award-winning newscaster John Suchet has written a book about his beloved wife, who has joined an estimated 750,000 people in the UK who suffer from a form of dementia. John joins me now on the phone. A very good morning to you, John.
Hello, Rosemary.
John, you know, I have read extracts from the book entitled My Bonnie, and whilst I was reading it, the song that came to mind was the children's song, My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
Yes.
Especially the line that reads, bring back my Bonnie to me, because it was so moving, John. I just wonder how difficult it was for you to write this book.
Well, it was difficult, Rosemary. In fact, that song you've mentioned, every time I see her, I go to see her, she's in care now, as you know, we sing that little song together and she remembers every word. She smiles from ear to ear and I sort of hold back the tears, you know. But a lot of people have said, was the book cathartic? Did it do you good to get it out? No, I cried every moment I was writing it. I didn't want to write it. It wasn't my idea, actually. A publisher heard me being interviewed when I went public about Bond about 18 months or so ago, and she said, I want you to tell the love story, and that really got to me. If she'd said, I want you to talk about, write about dementia, I would have just said no, and I'd have run a mile.
Yes.
But the opportunity to tell the love story, because it really genuinely was and is a love story, and I thought, well, I will do that, because I promised Bond when we first got together 25 years ago that one day I'd write our story, but didn't quite expect this ending.
Of course not. When did you realise, John, that your wife had dementia?
Well, it's very difficult to pinpoint it, Rosemary, because, you know, you reach a certain age and it can be pretty young. Who hasn't forgotten a name or an email address or a phone number or in my case, you know, the kids or the grandkids saying something like, hey, you told us that yesterday. Why are you repeating yourself? So to begin with, you just put it down to the natural aging process. And we used to joke about it because Bond's actually a couple of years older than me. And I used to say to her, blimey, I'm glad I'm not your age. I'll get dotty when I catch you up, you know, that kind of thing. But once we got the diagnosis, all these little things sort of drop into place. And the first time I really stopped to think was at Stansted Airport in early 2005 when we were at the departure gate flying down to France, and the flight had been called and she went off to the ladies, and 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I was just about to ask the next lady who went in there to call out her name when I heard myself being paged as clear as a bell over the PA system, and I walked to the information desk and there she was. And when she saw me, her face lit up and was so, she was so, there you are at last, I found you. So I couldn't really be angry. But I did say to her as we walked back to the gate, what on earth was all that about? I was right here. And she said, I don't understand. And not as you might expect, look, for goodness sake, don't make a thing out of it. I just got momentarily lost, okay? Let's let it go. But no, she said, I don't understand. And that was odd.
Yes, obviously, very odd indeed. I mean, for a wife of all those years not to understand, a grown woman, not a child, who sometimes says to you, I don't understand. But I know, John, as well, that you looked after her yourself for a while. And so when did you realise that you could no longer look after Bonnie?
Well, I didn't realise it. I was made to realise it. I had this wonderful nurse, called, an admiral nurse. I now campaign for them because they are specially trained mental health nurses who understand that with dementia, it's the carer who needs the help. Because Bond, bless her, is content. Her little face lights up when she sees me. She doesn't complain about everything. Now, I know that's not true of all dementia, people with dementia, and everyone with dementia is on a different journey. However, the strain falls on the carer.
Yes.
And these admiral nurses are there to help the carer, and mine was the first one. Ian Weatherhead is his name, and it was just over a year ago, and he said to me, you should consider full-time care. And I absolutely hit out. I said, what? Don't be ridiculous. I perfectly kept. He said, hang on. Just have a think. And he was the first. Another admiral nurse said the same thing. Then a psychiatrist assessed Bond. He said the same thing. And our GP, we went to see, she also said, Bond John was ready for full-time care. And I cling to this fact that four professionals advised me that Bon was ready. And what they all said to me was that somebody is ready for full-time care much earlier than the carer believes. Mm. The carer makes allowances and goes on coping.
Yes.
But as Ian said to me, if you wait for a crisis, and there will be one, if you wait for a crisis, then you're into crisis management. And that's not good for the person with dementia, and it's not good for the people, the professionals, who are going to be looking after them. And so I made the most difficult decision of my life just about 10 months ago.
And was that after four years of looking after Bonnie?
Well, I mean, when you say looking after, we've lived together as man and wife for 25 years, and we just, you know, there we were. I can't consciously say I was looking after her for 4 years because I don't really know when this dreadful disease started.
Yes.
But her behaviour began to cause me slight concern. I would say, I don't know, what, 7, 8, 9 years
right,
ago?
Right, okay. And John, you mentioned Admiral Nurses, and I wonder
yes.
if they're NHS funded. I hope not, because, I mean, we hear about all these cost-cutting exercises
yes.
announced by the coalition government.
Well, let me tell you, Rosemary, if I can just get on my soapbox for a moment. my Admiral Nurse was wonderful, and he then told me that there are only 75 of them in the country, the
right.
whole country, and that's only England and Wales, none in Scotland, none in Northern Ireland. And whether or not you have access to one as a carer on the NHS is entirely dependent on where you live. And I happen to live in the borough of Westminster in London, where the local NHS Trust provides them. In fact, they were the first in the country to do so. And I thought, this is a lottery. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
And the truth is, if I had lived a mile up the road from where I happen to live, I would never have heard of them to this day.
That's
and
outrageous.
That's got to be wrong. And that's my new role in life. You called me an award-winning journalist. Thank you for that. I used to be. Now I'm a campaigner for more help, for more Admiral Nurses, for more help for carers like me.
That's incredible, that statistic, John. 75.
I know.
And I mean, I mentioned in the intro that there's an estimated 750,000
yes.
people. And it's growing and growing.
Well,
growing.
Let me tell you something, Rosemary. That figure is a complete underestimate. And the reason is that a lot of cases of dementia never get diagnosed.
Yeah.
And the reason is, unfortunately, I'm sorry if this sounds sexist, but women are just much better carers on the whole than men.
Mm.
They're more natural carers. And women tend to soldier on for longer.
Yes.
You know, they'll say things like, oh, he's gone a bit dotty, but don't worry, I'm looking after him. Whereas, in fact, he could well have dementia.
Yeah.
So she never takes her husband to the doctor. So it never gets diagnosed.
Mm.
So the reckoning is that the true figure is at least double what you said, and it could well be over 2 million.
Yes, that is just incredible.
And yeah.
I mean, of course, and now the fear still goes on, doesn't it, about the cost-cutting exercise, John? It
yes.
really does. I mean, how do you, as a campaigner, stop this from happening?
Well, the argument is, I mean, I'm now heavily involved with the charity that provides and supports Admiral Nurses called Dementia UK.
Mm-hmm.
They've explained to me that Admiral Nurses actually save the NHS money because they are in it for the long haul. They look after a carer for the entire duration of what's going on. And often they can save the NHS money because they help the carer to such an extent that the carer doesn't need to put their loved one into a care home, doesn't need to use all the facilities available on the NHS. So actually they can save funds.
Right. And there's the argument in itself, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I can tell you that when I went public about Bon in February last year, so what's that, 18 or so months ago, with the advice and help of my charity, and I was overwhelmed with reaction. Do you know what, Rosemary? I got emails from China.
Wow.
Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Canada, America, because I was on BBC Breakfast Television doing an interview, and even I didn't realise as a television journalist that people all over the world log on to the BBC News website every
yes,
day
yes.
to find out what's happening, and there I was. So I got emails from carers. You know, a carer somewhere in Australia emailed me saying, can I get an Admiral Nurse? To which the reply was obviously, not only can you not, but if I lived a mile away from where I live, even I wouldn't have
yes.
access to them.
Yes.
So that, you know, in conjunction with the charity, I'm now campaigning for them. And I would like to tell you that at the end of May, I launched the Admiral Nurse Academy, which is a sort of a virtual gateway. It's a website dedicated to Admiral Nurses. It's admiralnurseacademy.org. And if anyone listening wants to find out what Admiral Nurses are, who trains them, whether you have access to one, where they are available, how you can become one if you want to, have a look at this website. And if you do, you'll see something rather remarkable. You'll see on the top of every page it says Admiral Nurse Academy in honor of Bonnie Suchet. Oh, and I think that's so lovely.
That is lovely. What's the website address again, please, John?
It's www.admiralnurseacademy.org.
Academy.org. Wonderful.
Yeah. So have a look and you'll find out all about Admiral Nurses.
Will do. So what now for you, John? I mean, you said in your book that, you know, Bonnie has moved on. But, yes. I mean, but how about you? I mean, because it is an incredible love story.
Yes, I know. To a certain extent, I've moved on, Rosemary. In the book, I talk a lot about the flat that we lived in for 25 years. I left it 3 weeks ago. I sold it, and I'm speaking to you from my new flat, that may be why I'm sounding a bit echoey, because we haven't got any carpets or anything down yet. And, you know, here I am in this flat, nearer to my brother David, which was the intention. But I'm on my own, and Bonnie's not here with me. And I haven't done anything without her for 25 years. One little piece of good news has happened, which is that Classic FM Radio, who I used to work for a few years ago, and then it just sort of mutually ended, I got a phone call out of the blue a few weeks ago from them, and I started a new program with Classic FM every Sunday at noon, from noon until 3 p.m. On Classic FM. It's live, and there I am doing live broadcasting again, and I don't need to tell you, there's nothing like live broadcasting in the world. So that at least is one little bit of good news.
Brilliant, brilliant. Because, you know, I read in the book as well that you said that you can't walk past the local charity store because, you know, you recognise all your belongings. Because,
well, that's one of the reasons I left. I left that area because I couldn't bear to do it. You know, clearing out Bond's clothes. This is the unique quality of dementia, Rosemary, is that you find, and Ian taught me to understand this, my Admiral Nurse, you find yourself grieving. You find yourself mourning the loss of somebody and behaving exactly as you would as if they had died.
Yeah.
So clearing out Bond's clothes, clearing out all her files and paperwork, taking bag after bag of stuff to the local charity shop, and then finding myself walking past it, and there it all was. And it just, I call it an ambush. Someone came up with this really good expression that you get ambushed by grief. You can be fine. You can be walking along the street, and it's a good day. And then you look in a shop window, and it's an ambush.
Yeah. Yeah. John, thank you so much now for talking to us about this. It is a very, very moving subject because it is such a lovely love story. Because, I mean, loads of people up and down the country do have loved ones who have dementia, as you know, who unfortunately is a lottery. There isn't a cure for it. So it is a very, very difficult
time. You're absolutely right about that, Rosemary. You read about cures every day in the newspaper, but the word is lottery. Yes. It is an absolute lottery.
Yeah. And I must tell our listeners that we have a copy of your book, My Bonnie, which you've kindly donated to us. I really must say thank you to you for offering this to one lucky listener entitled My Bonnie. So I'm going to set a question, if I may, John.
Yes.
For the listeners. And I'm going to just simply ask them how long yourself and Johnny were married. Yeah. So I'll ask that because you've said that a few times, you know, in our conversation.
Yes.
So if you know the answer, text or email. Text line 80818. Start your text with the word colourful, leave a space, and then the answer to 80818. Or email me via the usual website address, colourfulradio.com. So you can win a copy of My Bonnie by John Suchet about how dementia stole the love of his life. If you know the answer, how long were John and Bonnie married? You'd be able to get a copy of that book. John, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us on Colourful. And all the very best on Classic FM. I'll be listening to you. I might even send you an email.
Do it, Rosemary.
I will do.
That would be lovely. It's been great talking to you.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye
Thanks
now.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Colourful Radio. There's nothing quite like it. Colourful Radio.